Title, Makoto Edit. Drive a Spindak FX from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. Narration script. Welcome. In this lesson you'll build a Makoto style Spindak FX from scratch in Ableton Live 12. We're aiming for a warm, heavy single spin pitch down with harmonic grit and a long, colored tail. The kind of FX that sits under drop returns and gives edits that late night roller mood. Everything uses live stock devices so you can follow along without third-party plugins. First, a quick overview of what you'll make. One short hit, a simple crash, snare, vinyl click or stab, will slow down over roughly 6/10 to 1 1/4 seconds, dropping in pitch while lengthening naturally. You'll muffle the highs during the drop, add saturation and overdrive for weight and grit, and build a smoothed reverb or granular tail that stays heavy in the low mids, but remains clear. Finally, you'll set up a parallel send so you can blend driven tone without killing the transient. Preparation. Set your project to your usual drum and bass tempo. 170 to 174 BPM is a good range. Use arrangement view for precise automation. Load a short sample between 0.1 and 0.6 seconds into simpler in classic mode, or drag it into an audio track and convert to simpler. Important. Turn warp off. We want pitch to affect length. Disable looping, and if the transient is harsh, start the sample a little into it, 10 to 30 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Step 1. Create the basic Spindak pitch drop. Place a short MIDI note or audio clip to trigger the sample where the Spindak begins. Open the automation lanes and select simpler right arrow transpose. Draw an envelope that starts at 0 semitones, and ramps down over 0.6 to 1.2 seconds to somewhere between minus 18 and minus 36 semitones. Try minus 24 as a starting point. Because warp is off, the sample will slow and lengthen as it pitches down. That's the authentic Spindak behavior. If you need more length without dropping pitch drastically, use a moderate transpose and add a granular tail later. Step 2. Muffle while spinning for late night weight. Put an auto filter after simpler and choose a 24 dB low pass. Set the initial cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz so normal playback is fairly open. Automate the cutoff to sweep down with the pitch drop, moving toward 300 to 800 hz as the sample slows. A slight increase in resonance, around 0.8 to 1.2, can add a colored mid bump. Don't overdo resonance though, it becomes honky fast. Step 3. Drive the spin back for harmonic grit. Insert saturator after the filter. Aim for a warm or analog style curve. Start drive around 3 dB and set output so you're not clipping. Reduce output by a few dB if needed. Automate the saturator drive to increase during the pitch drop, for example 0 dB up to plus 4 dB. For extra grit, add overdrive after saturator with drive in the 3 to 6 range and a slightly low tone emphasis, 300 to 800 hz. Watch levels and tame outputs to avoid harsh clipping. Step 4. Create a long, weighted tail. Add reverb, with a decay time between 2.5 and 4.5 seconds depending on taste. Use a darker size or color around 40 to 60%, and low pass the reverb's highs to roughly 3 to 6 kHz to keep it warm. Start with reverb dry slash wet around 20 to 35%. After the reverb, use EQ8 to high pass around 40 to 60 hz if you need to protect sub energy and to notch 250 to 400 hz slightly if things get boxy. Optionally use utility to narrow low frequencies or mono the sub. Alternative tail, grain delay. For a smeared, pitchy tail, use grain delay on a parallel send or in place of reverb. Set delay time L slash R to 0, spray to 0.10 ms, pitch between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones for gentle negative pitch stretching, feed around 10 to 20%, and dry slash wet between 20 and 40%. This creates a stretched, granular tail that pairs well with the pitch drop. Step 5. Glue and final EQ for weight. Add glue compressor with gentle settings. Threshold between minus 6 and minus 12 dB. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 0.2 to 0.8 seconds. Then use an EQ8 near the end to boost 120 to 300 hz lightly, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. For warmth, cut 4 to 8 kHz by a couple dB to smooth harshness, and low cut below 30 to 40 hz if needed. Step 6. Build a parallel driven layer for extra weight. Create a return track with saturator, a low pass, and a limiter, and set heavy saturation on that return. Send the spinback to this return at around 10 to 25%. Blending this in parallel adds perceived weight without muddying the direct signal. Step 7. tame peaks and blend, add a limiter at the end of the chain, with a ceiling of minus 0.3 dB to catch transients, balance the dry slash wet of reverb or grain delay and the return send level, should the spinback sits in your mix without overpowering drums or bass. Step 8. Save and create variations. Group the whole chain into an effect rack and map useful macros. Suggested macros: a transpose range or pitch envelope amount, filter cutoff, saturator drive, and reverb wet. Mapping these to a few macros lets you dial variations quickly. Make sure your simpler clip and automation are consolidated, render a few tests, and tweak. Common mistakes to avoid. First, leaving warp on. If warp is on, pitch changes won't lengthen naturally and you'll get formant shifting or artifacts. Next, poor gain staging. Overdriving without controlling levels leads to ugly clipping. Use outputs and a limiter. Watch long reverb tails for low-end mud. LP the reverb and cut sub frequencies after the reverb if needed. Don't automate the master tempo to fake a spinback. Automate transpose on the sample locally. Also, beware of ramps that are too fast. Spinbacks for late night rollers usually favor smoother ramps in the 0.6 to 1.2 second range. And if you want heavy drive, use a parallel return rather than throwing everything through saturation on the main chain. Pro tips: use a short, harmonically rich source sample that gives a musical pitched slowdown. Automate saturation so it increases non-linearly toward the end of the drop to make the break grind into the sub. A small high frequency bump before saturation can highlight presence as it crunches. Then tame highs after saturation. Mono low bands below 300 Hz to keep the tail solid on club systems. If you want a vinyl stop click, add a reversed cymbal or tiny vinyl crackle at the tail end and low pass it. When automating multiple parameters, copy the same timing envelope across lanes or map them to a single macro for tight musical control. Mini practice exercise. Make three spinbacks: short, medium, and long. Short: 0.4s pitch ramp to minus 12 semitones, filter to 1.2 kHz, saturator plus 2 dB, reverb decay 1.5s, small return send, export and drop under a snare. Medium: 0.8s ramp to minus 24 semitones, filter to 600 Hz, saturator plus 4 dB, reverb 3s or grain delay tail, add return send and glue compressor. Long: 1.2s ramp to minus 36 semitones, filter to 350 Hz, saturator plus 6 dB with parallel return at 20%. Reverb 4S with reverb LP around 3.5 kHz. EQ reverb to reduce 300-500 Hz if muddy. Render each as WAV and test them under a drum loop, adjusting saturator drive and reverb wet until each feels weighted, but not overpowering. Recap: you used simpler with warp off to pitch down and lengthen a sample, automated an auto filter to muffle highs during the slowdown, drove the tone with saturator and overdrive, while using a parallel return for weight, and added a warm long tail with reverb or a granular tail with grain delay. You glued and ecked the chain, grouped it into an effect rack for quick variations, and rendered test versions to place in your edits. Quick practical habits: gain stage early. Trim the signal so the chain peaks around minus 6 to minus 10 dBFS before saturation. Use simpler's volume envelope or small fades to avoid clicks when pitching heavily. Name and color your spinback tracks and returns so you can grab them quickly in a project. Alternatives and workflow notes: use simpler's pitch envelope if you want the pitch curve tied to the sample rather than clip automation. Convert to audio and use clip transpose if you need to freeze performance for resampling. When drawing automation, prefer curved shapes to mimic physical breaking. An exponential curve often feels more natural. Stagger parameter timing slightly. Let transpose lead filter and saturator by 20 to 40 ms to imitate inertia. Macro mapping and saving: group devices into an effect rack and map transpose or pitch envelope amount, filter cutoff, saturator drive, and reverb wet to one break macro. Map a weight macro to the parallel return send and glue compressor to add heft quickly. Save the rack with chains for short, medium, and long variations. When you find a great spinback, render it to audio and keep it in a labeled spinback folder for fast recall. CPU and rendering: long reverb tails and heavy granulation are CPU heavy. Once you like a setting, freeze and flatten or render the track to audio. When rendering, make sure the export region includes the full tail length. Creative variations and mixing tips: try reversing a rendered tail for a lift, or use a two-stage pitch ramp for a drag then slam effect. Subtle frequency shifting in the last 200 ms can add metallic harmonics. Keep low-end mono and consider gentle sidechain ducking to the kick so the tail breathes with the drums. If the tail sits in the 200 to 600 Hz range, sweep a small EQ cut to avoid masking the kick and bass. Troubleshooting checklist. If pitch changes sound formant Y, recheck warp is off. If automation doesn't play, verify you're in arrangement or that clip envelopes are used in session. If the reverb mud is low end, EQ the reverb return. If the spinback disappears under the mix, raise pre-saturation level a bit or use the parallel driven send for perceived loudness without crushing dynamics. Follow-up practice. Resample your three spinbacks under an 8-bar build. Create a one-knob rack that morphs from clean tail to fully driven weight. Resample and map tails into a drum rack for pitched fills. Final taste guy. Late night roller weight is about controlled low mid energy and smooth movement. If the effect is too bright, pull back the highs and ease saturation. If it's too weak, add parallel saturation and a subtle mid boost around 120 to 300 Hz. Always test the spinback in context. The best results come from hearing it against your drums and bass. That's it. Build your effect rack. Make your short, medium, and long versions, render them, and start dropping them under your edits. Happy producing.